It's the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up with Caroline Park today. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
Thanks for reaching out, by the way, with your songs. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, anytime. I try to submit to stations as regular as possible. I have a bunch of toe-tapping songs, but I know that the radio station sure likes to have upbeat music, right?
Right. We'll talk about some of that music in just a second here, Caroline. But first of all, why don't you tell me about you? Tell us about yourself a bit.
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I live on a cattle farm, and I have four kids. And I started writing music just to kind of cope with living in isolation and kind of get myself out of a traumatic experience that I suffered, like in a rural crime event.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, when you have that invasion of privacy, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
And so I used to look out the window day and night and just kind of couldn't get my head on straight for quite a while there. So I started strumming the guitar. I was heavy into fiddle at the time. I was trying to learn the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I picked up my guitar again and started strumming it, and then all of a sudden started songwriting, and it has stopped since. That was in the fall of 2019, and I've since written close to 50 songs, and I've released 38 of them.
Oh, good for you. So something good came out of something bad then, or tragic, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really remarkable.
And so you're situated pretty much right exactly on the Alberta-Saskatchewan border, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
that's great. Let's talk some about some of your songs here that you sent me, a couple of them anyways. Tell me about Pause and Pine. Tell me about that one.
Well, that's the title track of my album that I released last summer, so July 2021. And it was written for me to help myself to help myself be grateful for the life that I have. Because sometimes you find yourself looking at other people's lives and thinking, oh, that would be nice. And maybe kind of rehashing the past and wondering why the past is the way it is and why certain things didn't happen. And I thought, this is really unhealthy. So I thought I should write. I'm very much wired musically. And so I thought, instead of taking a medication or something, I'm going to write myself a song so that every time I experience something crazy, like looking at other people's lives or being whimsical about the past, I can sing that song to myself and help me loop out of that bad habit.
So music plays a big part in therapy for you then.
Yeah, it really is. It's like a medicine for sure.
Yeah. What about the other song that you sent me called Days Gone By? Tell me about that one.
Oh, so yeah, it's such a beautiful concept, that song. And actually the last two verses my father-in-law actually wrote. So, you know, across even North America, there's this decline of the small town, right? And there's so many ghost towns. And the cities are kind of growing bigger. And so that's what that's about, is watching the small towns get smaller.
Is your father-in-law a songwriter?
You know, he is now. No, he's a singer from way back. So
okay.
He's a farmer, mm-hmm. and he learned how to sing on the back of a open cab tractor when he was 11.
Because
there's no radio. And there's not much to do, and there's no friends to play with. You're literally just, I think he was raking. So he was on machinery from the time he was a kid.
Wow.
And so that's how he learned how to sing. Yeah, he's a cowboy through and through. So he actually also sings one of the songs on that Positive Pine album called She's Better as a Memory.
Oh, nice.
And I told him, I said, I need a man to sing this song. I tried to sing it. I tried to rewrite it so a girl could sing it, and it just didn't work. So.
Yeah.
He sang it for me, and he did a darn good job, I gotta say.
Yeah, that's awesome. Where did you record the album?
In a little town on Highway 14, just southeast of Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a town called Holden.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my producer, his name's Ray Gatherfull, and he's in his mid-70s, and he's got just a plethora of experience and enthusiasm. Like, he sometimes gets up, and he's in the studio at 4 a.m., and he's got such brilliant taste in music. Like, we're just kind of a match made in heaven, I think.
Nice. Caroline, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, under Caroline Park Songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have a Bandcamp. If people were interested in hearing my songs, they're free there. And then there's a couple that are free for download on Bandcamp. And then I also have a website called CarolineParkMusic.com.
Perfect. That's awesome, Caroline. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with these songs, and we'll talk again.
Okay, sounds really great. Thanks so much, pal.
Caroline Park on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up.